Now let's get back to the world of the future. Back to the municipal spaceport at Niagara, capital of 25th century America, where a terror-stricken crowd is watching a gigantic machine called the Mechanical Mole move sluggishly across the landing field. In the front of it, a thermic radiation projector, a gigantic heat ray, begins to glow ominously. Here we go, 500 years into the future.
The Mechanical Mole is moving over toward the edge of the crowd.
We've got to stop it, Doctor, before it runs over those people.
Stop that? It's impossible.
The heat ray is beginning to glow. The Ken and Ardell are all right.
They won't stop at nothing, Doctor. Look!
Oh, that's slippery. You'll burn those people in that track.
Somehow, we've got to keep it from reaching them.
Now, look. The heat ray is off now.
And the mole is started back towards the middle of the field.
But until Ken and Ardell at the controls, it won't stay away from that crowd for long. If only Buck were here.
Yes, sir. Captain Rogers would find a way to stop that thing.
Wait. Carbog.
Yes, sir?
Come with me quick. Back to the main rocket ship hangar.
What for, Doctor?
Oh, don't waste time talking. Come along.
Yes, sir.
Wilma.
Yes?
Get to the radio unit in this hangar. Call for the rocket control fleet. Huh? Have them assemble at 1,000 feet directly above this field.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Look. The mole is just going around in a circle out there.
Yes, but it may not do it for long. You've got a Y-12 space fighter in this main hangar, haven't you?
Three or four of them. But the RF-13s carry bigger disintegrators.
No, I want the Y-12 for its black ray.
Black ray?
Yes. We'll climb up above it and cover that mechanical mole with utter darkness.
Yes.
Then the men in the space fleet can hold it in position with non-recoil energy projectors.
Then what?
Here. Now, here's the hangar. Pull the switch to open the big sliding doors so we can get the ship out.
It's right over here, Doctor.
That's it. And here's the Y-12, just waiting for us.
Here, Doctor. I'll open that metal door for you.
I've got it. Get in, quick.
Yes, sir. Only I wonder if Kane and Ardela have started a mechanical mole charging at the people again.
Carbog, get in here.
Yes, sir.
Now, here we go. And I hope some of the space fleet is on its way over.
Wow! We almost smashed into the top of the hangar door. Hey, but look!
Yes, I see. The mole is standing still down there.
Yes, sir. The people are starting to move closer to it again.
Oh, we've got to stop that. I'll call Wilma down there at the other hangar.
It's no use, Doctor. She's down there on the field again. Too far away to hear the call.
Well, then perhaps she'll tell your men to keep that car back.
Oh, wait. Here they come, sir.
What?
The rocket fleet.
Oh, good. Rocket fleet, attention. Rocket fleet, attention.
Captain Wilson speaking, Dr. Ure. Rocket fleet standing by.
Yes, sir. They're in a big circle right above us. Must be 8 or 10 of them ships.
Good. Wilson, I want you to keep the circle you formed directly above the big machine you see down there on the flying field.
Aye, sir.
I'm going to shoot down a black ray to envelop that machine in darkness. And I want your ships to send down paralysis rays on with full power behind them. I'll give you the order.
Must be Kane and Ardella in the mechanical mole.
Oh, then you know about their escape?
Yes, sir. The rest of the rocket fleet is out in space trying to pick up their trail.
The reason your ships will have to use all available power behind the paralysis rays is because the mole has an elasto-impervium hull.
Will the rays penetrate that at all?
Only a tremendous concentration of them. Even then, they may take some time to penetrate. That's why I'll cover the mole with a black ray to discourage its moving around.
We're all ready, Dr. Ure. My pilot's been in contact with the other ships on a separate wavelength.
Good. Here goes the black ray. Turn it on, Carbog.
Right, sir.
Careful.
Huh?
Careful. There's Wilma down there. It might blind her and stumble into the path of the mechanical mole.
No. Look. Now she's running over toward the hangar.
Perhaps away from the mole.
It's not moving out of the black ray, but she's certainly in a hurry.
Never mind that now. Wilson. Hello, Wilson.
Standing by for orders, Doctor.
Have you got full power behind the paralysis rays?
Yes, sir.
Then have the men in your ship turn them on.
Right, sir. Order for all ships.
It may take a few minutes, Carbog, but the high concentration of those rays is bound to get through that hull down there enough to be effective.
I should think so, coming from the wall and control ships.
Now, cut off the black ray a moment so we can see them all again, and let the fleet men check on their aim with the paralysis rays.
Now?
Now.
Hey, look.
Yes, I see. Kane and Ardela found out how to make the mechanical mold drill its way down into the earth.
By using the heat ray on the front of it.
Yes. They'll get out of range of the fleet's paralysis rays.
Underground.
Exactly. There's only one thing to do. Captain Wilson. Calling Captain Wilson.
I see, Doctor. It's going into the ground. Our paralysis rays won't be able to
affect... Wilson, have your ship drop down to 100 feet in their present circle formation.
Yes?
Instead of paralysis rays, better use force rays. Non-recoil energy projectors. That will keep the mold from moving any further.
Even down there under the ground?
Even under the ground. Do it now.
Right, sir.
And what about us, Doctor?
We've smothered without heat ray.
It'll break them in there.
No, no. The hull of the mold is too well insulated against heat. But it'll melt the ground around it.
I see. Then you let the ground re-harden around it.
Exactly. That's right. They'll be locked tightly in a huge area of solidified rock. Here goes the heat ray. In a minute or two, it'll harden.
We trapped them, Carbog.
The patrol fleet is holding them right there to the force rays.
They won't need it for long. See all that steam?
Yes.
An underground stream that'll cool the ground and harden it quickly.
Then they're trapped, all right. But how are we ever going to get Kane and Ardela out of there?
We'll think of that later. The main thing now is that we have them.
Dr. Hewer, calling Dr. Hewer.
Oh, that's why she was running to the hangar to call you.
Calling Dr. Hewer.
Yes, 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 Wilma.
The mole, the mechanical mole.
Completely trapped, Wilma, in solid rock.
But Buck is in it, Dr. Helpless. What? He'll suffocate.
Buck? Even the mechanical mole?
Yes, sir, he got there before we did. Climbed into the mole with Captain Rankin. While Carbog was taking a radio call in the hangar.
No wonder I didn't see him.
Then we thought it was Kane and Ardela.
I've been trying desperately to contact you by radio because he heard your orders to the space fleet.
But then why didn't I hear him?
The receiver on this ship is tuned to the general utility tower.
Oh, and the mole's on ultra short wave.
You've got to help him now. Quick, he's suffocating.
Suffocating?
Talk to him, Doctor. And do something to get him out of there.
All right. All right.
Now, here. I'll adjust this receiver and pick up the mole now.
Thank you. Buck. Hello, Buck.
Hi, Doctor. Get me out of here, will you?
Yes, yes.
When that black ray hit down this way, I banged in the control board. Wrecked the air conditioning controls and all the light controls, too. Now, there's not much air left in this small control cabin, so if you can...
Buck, turn on the thermic radiation projector in the nose of the mole. That'll let you melt your way back to the surface.
I don't dare try it.
Why?
I can't see a thing in this darkness, and I might wreck the whole works and me with it.
Well, then listen, Buck. Buck.
Yes, sir?
The inertron control. The inertron lifting unit.
I don't know where it is.
The lever is under the left side of your control seat. Lift it upward.
It's right.
Doctor, what good will that do? Can't you hear him? He can't last much longer.
Now, Buck. Buck.
Doctor.
Buck Rogers.
No air, Doctor. It's got him.
Doctor, sure he'll die down there.
Oh, wait, Wilma, wait.
What are you going to do?
I don't know
yet. You've got to get him out of there.
Wait. Wilson. Captain Wilson.
Yes, sir. I've heard it all.
We've got to melt that ground again.
Right.
And bring up that ground. You push the mole out with our force rays. Cargo, take the ship control.
Yes, sir.
Doctor. Doctor, sure, can't you do
right away, Wilma.
Maybe too late. Don't you understand?
Buck
is suffocating down
there. Full power, Carbon. Break down there.
I'll work
the force ray.
All right, sir. Full power.
Now the force ray. The ground's coming, yes. We're pushing them all back up to the surface.
I'll bring us right down to China.
Yes, the ground's down.
Now, down. Here we go. We're landed, sir.
Now, quick. That crowbar there on the wall.
Crowbar?
Oh, all right. I have it. Now here. This metal door.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We pushed them all right back on top of solid ground again. We're hot around here, too.
Oh, never mind that. Help me pry open the door of the mechanical mold.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, the officer will be outside. Can you save him?
Help us. Quick.
But I will.
Now, pull.
He's open.
Buck! Buck, are you all right?
Buck.
Hi, folks. Oh, get some water. Get a healing ray.
Carbog, there's a healing ray in the hangar number 3.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Oh, Buck. I never thought we'd get you out of there alive.
I'm all right.
Oh, thank you.
Just needed some air. A little fresh air.
Oh, Buck. I was afraid that...
Well, Doctor?
Yes, Buck.
She worked. When do we start for the center of the Earth?
Say, a trip to the center of the Earth in that mechanical mole ought to provide thrills galore. Be sure to listen to the next episode.